You're listening to SBS News.
It's lunchtime at the Wayside Chapel in the heart of Sydney's CBD, where those doing it tough are greeted with a fresh meal and a smile. The drop-in centre is staying open amid COVID-19 restrictions, but with reduced hours. More of its care workers are hitting the streets to help those experiencing homelessness, along with other vulnerable Australians. Pastor John Owen is the CEO of the Wayside Chapel.
Over the last few months, it's about not only caring for them, but it's keeping them alive through this pandemic. This coronavirus can really, if it gets into the homeless population, it'll wreak havoc.
Crisis accommodation providers like the not-for-profit organisation Jewish House have secured extra beds. Rabbi Mendel Castell is expecting more calls for help.
People are starting to get really concerned. People are starting to lose their jobs. People are going through their bits of savings. So I think there's more still to come, unfortunately. There's many people who, for different kinds of reasons, find it difficult to even comprehend what the whole social distancing thing means. Especially as they're traumatized and dealing with other challenges. So we need to work very sensitively and very carefully to be able to make sure that we don't frighten people or we don't re-traumatize people, but at the same time make sure that they're safe.
The pandemic has prompted swift responses from government to protect vulnerable Australians. New South Wales has extended temporary accommodation for rough sleepers, some filling vacant hotel rooms. Gareth Ward is the New South Wales Communities Minister.
We've provided assistance to more than 1,000 rough sleepers since the start of April. We're absolutely committed to extending that caring and compassionate hand of friendship that people absolutely need.
And Pastor John Owen says he's seen the first-hand impact a good night of sleep can bring.
After years and years of not resting, people are suddenly, all of a sudden, you can see clear clarity in their eyes. And I just had a conversation this morning with someone with tears in his eyes saying, I don't think I can go back to the streets. You know, after 2 weeks in a bed, you know, I feel like I'm becoming me again.
Advocates say they would like to see these temporary relief measures extended beyond the pandemic. But Mr. Ward says his focus is on breaking the cycle of homelessness using other support measures.
Well, we have the capacity to extend those, but we don't want to see people staying in temporary accommodation. We want to build safe and stable lives for people.
Also temporary, the new welfare measures introduced by the federal government, keeping many households afloat during the economic disruption caused by COVID-19 restrictions. Professor Paul Flatow from the University of Western Australia is one of those concerned about what happens when government ends income support after the pandemic.
We do need to be very careful because when that income support comes off, and we also have those who do not actually get job seeker allowance, won't be getting the job keeper allowance. And so we've got to be very careful what happens at the end of that because this economic downturn, contraction, is likely to last longer than the period of income support, and we are very concerned about what happens at the end of the year.
But amid the uncertainty, Pastor John Owens says he's seen the signs of positive change for those facing difficulties, maintaining hope that after the pandemic, a fairer and kinder society will emerge.
It's just such an exciting time to be working in this space, immediately saying to someone, if you want to get off the street, we can get you in a hotel for 30 nights. We've seen all of a sudden things that we have been told are impossible are suddenly made possible.
And you can keep up to date with the latest on coronavirus at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Naveen Razik, SBS News.